This is Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Holly Kernan. Richardson Bay in Tony Sausalito is a manicured sea of floating million-dollar homes bobbing up and down in orderly rows. But nestled in the middle of all that, one dock stands apart, a squatter's community of houseboats inhabited by artists, hippies, and pirates living off the grid. Since their arrival in the 1950s and 60s, the Gates Cooperative has kept afloat despite police raids and lawsuits by the city. Now they are finally going legit. The Gates houseboats are being dismantled and renovated with the cooperation of the city and county, set to be converted into low-income housing. Some of the madcap flavor of the makeshift community will be lost, but new and old residents agree it is time. KALW's Sandhya Dirks has this story about the life and times of the rebel community called the Last Free Ride.
The pier that leads to the Gates Co-op houseboats is guarded by a sign that reads, "Private property, keep out." If you ignore the warning and venture inside, you'll find yourself walking along a rickety dock that snakes this way and that, leading to patched-together homes plunked willy-nilly in the water. Look up and you'll see a bird's nest of exposed electrical wires hanging in tangles from lopsided poles.
The wires are going to be gone, the docks are going to be gone, all the houseboats are going to be moved.
This is where I meet Maria Finn. By the end of the day, the houseboat she's lived in for 3 years will be gone. All that will remain is the floating concrete barge in which it's cradled.
I saw this morning. I was like, God, I've been living in the belly of a whale.
You have.
I know. Look at those ribs.
Finn points to the old boat's curved bottom as the construction crew begins to cut it in half.
Is it kind of weird to see it all come down?
It is. It's something where... it's like a relief, but I'm a little sad, too. But it's change.
Finn's one of the newer residents here. When she first moved in 3 years ago, the walls of her boat were rotted through. Mushrooms grew inside and outside, and she could put her hand straight through the wall. The affordability was appealing. Both the rent and the cost of the boat were much less than other houseboats on the bay. She liked the funkiness, too, but she knew it wasn't really sustainable.
Right now, 38 boats share the amount of electricity two regular houses have, and everybody runs space heaters in the winter. So the electricity goes out, everybody lays there, somebody puts on a jacket, goes and flips the main. And so I think people are going to be a little sad, nostalgic about that, but at the same time, not that much.
The nostalgia is for the dream of Gates, a water world of outsiders who, like many in those heady bohemian days of the 1950s and 60s, banded together to forge their own society. Some were already here, working in the shipyards that boomed during World War II.
But the war ended, and 20,000 people were left with nowhere to go, so they just lived on whatever floated. And it's kind of like hermit crabs, you know, old big ferry boats are supposed to be demolished. Everything, people just lived in them. They had rock concerts in them. So this is sort of the last remnants of that.
And it wasn't just unemployed ship workers. The area was flooded with people who came for the free living lifestyle of the West. Beatniks and then hippies.
Hi.
Across the dock from the demolition of Finn's houseboat, Penny Glory is packing up her boat. Bit by bit, the boat, known as the Starship, will be completely demolished. The Starship stands out on the dock with a sun-shaped mast painted red and black and bedecked with a tattered pirate flag. Rumor has it that Sammy Hagar used to live here. Glory says she hates packing, but she admits she's ready for a change. Now, in her early 70s, she's let her long hair go gray, and she's missing a few teeth.
I'm sick of this house. It's just all, you know, it's all worn out in there, and so am I, you know. So if I get a new house, I might go back to a spring chicken again.
Glory's lived here in a series of boats since 1970. She describes first seeing the place, hidden from view by an abandoned old ferry boat known as the Charles Van Dam.
And we walked behind the Charles Van Dam, and there was a whole city going on. So we got a houseboat straight away. We were very lucky. And a lot of families are out there. There are probably about 10 children, 10 different families, fishermen mostly.
But the city of Sausalito stepped in, announcing plans to burn down the barges. This was one of the first altercations between the water squatters and local government, an opening salvo to what would become known as the Water Wars.
Oh, yeah, that was a war. It lasted for 5 years. Oh, God.
Living in one of the Gates boats, Glory says she was on the front lines, and the only thing protecting the squatters was that giant ferry boat.
On the Charles Van Dam, they had a big whistle. So when the cops were coming, they'd pull the whistle and everyone would go to war, you know.
She says police would come at all hours of day and night, trying to evict the squatters, sometimes burning down boats. The Gates community developed some pretty unique methods of defense.
Because they used to have these big barrels of and they would roll them and use that against the cops, you know, because they'd come in 300s sometimes.
For every boat the cops burnt down, another two were brought in to take their place. The squatters just weren't going anywhere. So in 1975, the city stopped the battle on the docks and took it to the courtroom. After 20 years of legal wrangling, the squatters got to stay, but they had to go legit. It took another decade to reach a compromise with the city. And that leads us to today. That compromise, that's why the houseboats are being torn down. When they're resurrected, they won't be on this wobbly dock. Some will slip into other docks, others will go on a new dock. The Gates residents will still be different in another way. They'll pay around $400 a month in rent, less than half the going rate.
And this is the final end of it, I think. The county has decided to let us stay. I don't know. It's all the same, really. I'm living here. All my friends are still here, you know, except we're all old ladies now instead of young, you know. We're definitely not in war moods.
That war mood was part of a heady idealism that carried a darker shadow of addiction and depression and Wild West lawlessness. Stories circulate about how Gates had its own rules and sometimes its own system of crime and punishment. Sometimes people would just disappear, and there were a lot of drugs, people ODing in the parking lot.
Like, in this boat alone, two people have died on this boat.
Christine Barrett sits in the window seat of her cozy boat at the end of the dock. She's not one of the old war ladies. She moved here just a year ago. In a few months, her boat will be completely rebuilt.
This boat was equally loved and also was sort of a prison.
But just because Gates is changing doesn't mean it won't still be a gathering point for those who want to shake things up.
There's still, like, a lot of artists and a lot of people doing interesting, like, progressive things, you know. It just looks different than it did.
Because in some very real ways, the experiment that was Gates didn't work. Its residents won the water wars and triumphed over the city in court. But Barrett says maybe what they were fighting for needs to change too.
This is the last vestige of an era that's already passed. You know, like, it's not a free-for-all anymore. Like, there isn't, like, you don't just, like, get to come across, like, a bunch of, like, boats that the military left and do whatever you want with them. Like, they aren't going to let you do that now. That doesn't exist anymore.
And here's the thing. The dream of Gates, it wasn't physically sustainable. It wasn't emotionally sustainable. The next incarnation, low-income housing along Sausalito's waterfront, maybe that's the real legacy. Back at the slip where Maria Finn's now demolished boat used to be, everything that was there a few hours ago has been taken apart and carted away, except for a few planks Finn rescued.
Now that old boat is gone, and I saved just a couple small chunks of it, but yeah, it is. I mean, and I don't feel sad, but it is a little sad. I mean, it's a beautiful old boat.
Well,
it was a crappy old boat. I mean, it was never a beautiful boat. I have a picture of it. It's a terrible looking boat.
Now, Finn will use those planks to start over, to build a new houseboat in a new Gates co-op, integrated into the larger community, with proper insurance, paying subsidized rent. For her, and so many others here, the last free ride has come and gone. In Sausalito, I'm Sandhya Dirks for Cross Currents.